Starting April 19th, Riverwalk Theater will be presenting Bud, Not Buddy, which is based on the book by Christopher Paul Curtis. We are pleased to have the director, Tom Ferris, with us on Cattlecast. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon.
So first, tell us a little bit about Riverwalk Theater.
Riverwalk Theater is the home of Community Circle Players. The organization started in 1958, and we've been at the Okemos Barn Theater, and about 1988, we moved down to Riverwalk Theater. And I've been with the organization ever since I've been in high school.
Wow.
So it's been a real experience for me to be down there.
Hard to believe it's been that long.
Yes, 30 years at Riverwalk Theater now, and we'll celebrate our 30th season coming up.
Yeah. Now, for those who haven't read the book, Bud, Not Buddy, give us an overview of the story.
Well, this is a tremendous story written by Christopher Paul Curtis. It's the story of an orphan who grows up in Flint. He becomes an orphan at age 6, and the story picks up when it's age 10. He's going to try to find his father. His mother left him a few clues. He has some stones. They got some writing on them. He has a picture of a young girl on a horse. And he has a flyer from this traveling regional bands. Those were the kind of bands that traveled across the Midwest during the 1930s. It plays an important part of this story. He sees this flyer. He decides that the man who's on the flyer has to be his father. So he makes up his mind. He is going to go find his father. And he sets off across the state of Michigan, fleeing from foster homes and fleeing from the orphanage, along with his best friend, Bugs. And they're going to try to either hop trains or walk or find their way to Grand Rapids or Chicago or someplace to try to find his father.
And how neat that it has a Michigan connection, too.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it is just amazing. He encounters all kinds of adventures as he eventually ends up walking or hitching a ride to Grand Rapids.
Right. Why did Riverwalk decide to bring this story to the stage?
Well, Riverwalk Theater has a mission to provide a variety of experiences for our audiences and for the folks that would like to become involved in doing productions. We like to say there's a role for you at Riverwalk Theater, whether it's an audience or participating. And this play offers all kinds of opportunities for that. First of all, it's almost an entirely African-American cast, and we wanted to be able to provide those kinds of opportunities for African-Americans to become involved on the stage. And so that was an important part. But it also has a cast ranging from age 8 all the way to 80. And so it's just a tremendous chance for them to interact together and for the kids to see that there is something to an avocation in life to be part of the theater, and for the adults to see how talented these kids are and to work with them through this. It presents such a great story. It presents opportunities for people to become involved with theater. And it also presents a good opportunity for us to reach out to schools, since this book is something that the schools have involved with their curriculum.
Right. And because it's been such a required reading for so many students, they're going to be familiar with the work already.
Yes.
And then get to see the play version.
Yes, it'll come to life for them, I hope.
Absolutely. Well, I understand that Christopher Paul Curtis will actually be appearing at Riverwalk.
Yes, tremendous. We had an opportunity to meet him at the Flint Literary Conference last July. I took a couple of cast members up, and he was just tremendous. He interacted with the kids, answered all of their questions about the book itself. Then when we asked him, would he like to come see the play, to our surprise, he said, yes, he is coming to Riverwalk, and great time for him to talk to kids. We've got him arranged to make presentations at area schools, and then he'll provide a talk back after that evening performance, and we have a reception for him. It also serves as a fundraiser for Reading is Fundamental, which is an important program for the Lansing schools that provide free books to all kids.
Well, how can people get tickets?
Well, tickets are available from our box office by either going on our website, www.riverwalktheater.com, and theater is spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E, or by calling our box office, 517-482-5700.
And we should mention that Christopher Paul Curtis will not necessarily be at every performance, right?
Oh, that's right. He'll only be at the April 20th reception and performance because of his demanding schedule. He has a new book coming out. We're pleased he was willing to spend at least a day with us.
And I can imagine how excited the entire cast and you must be to have the author of the work in the audience.
That's correct. Now, I do want to point out the play was adapted by Reginald Andre Jackson. He is actually the author of the play, and he did a great job of taking the book. I've read both the book and the play, and he did a great job getting the message and the quality of the show through.
Wow. Bud Not Buddy at Riverwalk Theater, located at 228 Museum Drive in Lansing, April 19th through the 22nd, and then again April 26th through the 29th. All right. And of course, we should mention copies of the book are available through Capital Area District Libraries. Tom Ferris, thanks for joining us, and best of luck on the production.
Well, thank you.